I'm now speaking with performance artist Casey Jenkins. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Now, what inspired you to do your initial work?
I think I've been working on pieces that sort of explored gender, and I'm interested in power structures, I guess, of all sorts, and so how individuals form their identity under pressure from society. So that was sort of the crux of the piece. And then I had in other work been working with craft materials a lot, and so they sort of came together quite naturally.
And so now, what is Program to Reproduce all about?
Well, so the performance that I did up in Darwin, Casting Off My Womb, was very quiet. I wasn't actually knitting a scarf, although that has been sort of widely reported. I think there's it was a long passage to mark the 28 days. I think that people, any sort of association with knitting, like people just immediately think it has to be pragmatic, and so they jump to a scarf that you must be knitting something to be worn. It's just a passage. In any case, the response to that was overwhelmingly negative. Once the TV report hit the internet, it got and went viral, and it was quite fascinating. It seemed quite separate to the original performance, which was really quiet and gentle and slow. And so, and it seemed so separate and distinct that it sort of warranted a separate piece, I thought, and that's what Program to Reproduce is. It's kind of exploring that sort of mass public shaming thing that seems to happen quite a bit when people get swept up on the net.
And I guess, what will the performance look like, and what exactly will you be doing in this piece?
Okay. Well, so after I had finished that performance, and then once the internet furor hit, I started collecting the comments, and I've been doing that off and on over the past couple of years, just keeping folders of screenshots and categorising them, because they're really quite repetitious. There are thousands and thousands of them, but only, you know, very few sentiments expressed. You know, people are saying it's gross, it's disgusting, she's crazy. There's very sort of basic sentiments. And so I've put them in categories, and I'll, in the performance, be recanting them over 5 hours each night for the 7-night performance. And so it's sort of a durational endurance piece. There's a tradition of performance artists kind of, you know, hanging themselves by hooks or sitting still for long periods of time, but this will be a purely mental endurance exercise rather than physical.
And I guess across those 5 hours, what's the breakup between positive comments and negative, or is it more so the negative backlash that you receive? Like, what's the breakup like in terms of that feedback?
And yeah, well, I haven't done like a scientific breakdown of it, but when I first started collecting them, I was collecting everything. I didn't sort of discard any. So even if people were making a comment, you know, just linking to a friend, I collected it and put it in a folder, and the the folder that has positive comments, although they are sort of quite precious to me, they like I could flick through that in under 5 minutes, whereas the others will carry over the hours of the performance. So like overwhelmingly negative.
How did it feel to be criticised and insulted so harshly by social media after the initial project, Cast of My Womb?
This is a very bizarre experience, and because a lot of the comments, I mean, they were people who hadn't engaged, hadn't seen the performance, and hadn't oftentimes, I think, even read the article that they were linking to. It was a very knee-jerk reaction. And so because it was obvious that they were not closely examining my work, it wasn't too distressing, you know. I felt like it was quite impersonal. But in that, it was very interesting. So they weren't actually, they hadn't seen my work. And they were just in, like, responding to a very basic idea of it, and they responding in this really negative way. So it's sort of like they were making a criticism just of anyone who presents as a woman who behaves in a way that's not kind of deemed attractive in public, you know. So it was, it wasn't just a criticism directed at me. It was almost like a warning directed at any young woman who, you know, to kind of step in line with these expectations, or else you too will be shamed. Mm. It was a very sort of general criticism that was happening.
And I guess I'm curious to know, what is the overall message of Programmed to Reproduce?
I don't know. I feel sort of wary of saying that it has one. It's to explore something rather than to say something, you know, encapsulate one idea. And what I'm trying to explore is the influence that all of these messages that we're constantly kind of barrage of how we should behave, and pressure from society, what sort of impact that has on how we do behave and how we feel. So I'll be reading the comments, and then there are also two other sections where I'll be just listening to the recording of those comments. One, I'll be knitting very quietly, and just finger knitting, again, from wool in my vagina. And the other, I'll be knitting on these industrial machines, knitting out some of the comments and things that were made. So I'm kind of in that sort of trying to see how, explore how all of those judgments were made of us, how then what we take of those away into our private selves, and then and how we combat them in public.
And you just performed at the Festival of Live Art in Melbourne. How did the audience respond?
We had the opening night last night, and it's on again tonight, tomorrow, and then next week and Saturday as well. And it's tricky because I'm here for 5 hours and not directly engaging with people. So people sort of walk into the gallery, they might stop and sit and watch for a while, then go away, then come back, but it's not a sit and watch and then applaud at the end kind of a performance. Mm. It's a pop in and pop out kind of thing. Mm. And so I didn't engage with them directly, but the feedback I got from the festival employees was that people were intrigued and reacting positively. Based on that, I'm pleased.
Brilliant. Well, I wish you all the best for your upcoming shows. Thank you so much for joining us today on 2SER.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was performance artist Casey Jenkins talking to me about her performance Programmed to Reproduce, which is currently showing at the Festival of Live Art in Melbourne.